controversial port pact between Ethiopia and the internationally unrecognized region of Somaliland that could upend stability in the Horn of Africa. Ethiopia is eyeing greater access to the Red Sea. Somaliland is looking for a stake in Ethiopian Airlines. And could Ethiopia also become the first country to officially recognize Somaliland as an independent state? This week, we'll examine why the deal is angering Somalia, rattling the Horn of Africa, and why it has some in Washington worried. Straight Talk Africa starts now. Hello there and welcome to Straight Talk Africa. We're coming to you from VOA's headquarters in Washington. I'm Heidi Adams. It is so great to be with you. For about three decades now, the landlocked East African nation of Ethiopia has sought access to the Red Sea. And for decades, the unrecognized region of Somaliland has wanted international recognition after it declared independence from Somalia in 1991. Now, due to a controversial agreement, Ethiopia and Somaliland could both get what they want. The two sides have signed a memorandum of understanding that paves the way for Ethiopia to use Somaliland's Red Sea port of Berbera. In return, Somaliland is seeking to receive a stake in Ethiopian Airlines, and under the agreement, Ethiopia could also become the first country to recognize Somaliland as an independent nation in due course. Now, the pact has rattled the region, caused friction with Somalia, and the international community is worried a new conflict could be on the horizon in the Horn of Africa. And now to help us understand the lay of the land here, literally, I'm joined by my VOA colleague Haroon Maruf. Haroon is a senior editor with VOA's Somali News Unit, and he has, of course, covered this region for decades. Haroon, a warm welcome to Straight Talk Africa. Thanks for coming in and talking to us. Look, it's no secret Somalia has the longest coastline in Africa. Why did Ethiopia not just negotiate a deal with Somalia instead of this controversial pact with Somaliland that has now clearly angered and could possibly ignite a new conflict in the region?
Thank you, Heidi. It's good to be here. Somalia and Ethiopia had a long history before Somalia became a modern nation in 1960, after 1991, after 2006, and now. And each time the two countries have been going through a different process in their history. The two countries had two major wars within the last 60 years of a territorial dispute. And this goes back to the colonial powers that were in Africa that were putting borders between the same ethnic communities. And there was this dream by the Somalis to have a greater Somalia of ethnic Somalis in northern Kenya, in eastern Ethiopia, in Somaliland, in the Italian colonized southern part of Somalia, and in Djibouti. That dream did not become reality. And eventually, in 1960, Somalia settled for two regions to form the Somali Republic, and that was Somaliland and the southern Somalia. Ethiopia, as we know, in 1991, and both Ethiopia and Somalia in 1991, there was a regime change. The military dictators that led the two countries to disastrous wars have been toppled. And Ethiopia also had its conflict with Eritrea. Eritrea seceded from Ethiopia, and that's how Ethiopia became a landlocked country. But since then, Ethiopia had access to Djibouti. That's where it receives most of its goods and shipments. Ethiopia wants perhaps to diversify its access to port, and that's why it was interested in Somali ports. In 2018, for instance, Ethiopia current Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and the President of Somalia signed an agreement which was allowing Ethiopia to invest four ports in Somalia. So Somalia was open to have Ethiopia invest in its port. Ethiopia also had a share in 2018 in the port of Berbera, which was being rehabilitated by DP World. So Ethiopia's interest was not a secret. But what nerved Somalia, and this is based on the statements made by Somali leaders, is Ethiopia to have a military base, 20 kilometers of sea, and the Ethiopia also bypassed the Somali federal government. And as we know, Somaliland is still internationally recognized as part of Somalia. We can talk about the reasons, and Somaliland has its own reasons, Somalia has its response. We can discuss that. But that's how Ethiopia has been trying to access the sea. But Ethiopia already has access to the sea through Djibouti. Somalia is not denying Ethiopia to have access to the sea, but according to the Somali president, they disagree on how. Somalia believes that Ethiopia really does not want access to sea. It wants a land to annex. Ethiopia denies that.
And speaking of, Ethiopia's positioning, as critics in Somalia are saying, Ethiopia made itself a landlocked country. It wasn't always the case. But why has international recognition been out of reach for Somaliland for so long? And why has the kind of Red Sea access that Ethiopia wants been out of its reach for so long?
This may be to do with the long history of colonial powers in the continent. Colonial powers had divided many communities, ethnic communities, same communities, and erected borders between the same communities. And many countries in Africa might not want to recognize countries, because if that happens, many believe it will open Pandora's box.
Right, it sets a precedent.
Yeah,
right.
And many communities, many regions will be claiming, announcing their own self-proclamation and independence from their own country. So it's going to create a lot of problems. But Somaliland is saying, what about South Sudan? It might not be what Somaliland did. It might be what Africa is afraid of. Somaliland had its own government, its own democratic elections, its own currency, its own army. So they have done a lot of work which is acknowledged globally, regionally, and even by Somalia. But there's a history of also civil war, which has negatively impacted largely in communities, in people in Somaliland. That happened during the civil war under the former military dictator in Somalia, which Somaliland believes was aggrieved and a lot of human rights violations were committed in Somaliland. That has been documented by human rights organizations. And Somaliland is saying because of that and because of the uncertain union, this is the argument by Somalilanders, uncertain circumstances of union in 1960, we're going to step back from this union which created so many problems, violation of human rights, violations in our territory, and we're going to become a separate country. Somalia, of course, disagrees that in saying civil war has taken place in many regions in Somalia. It did not just happen in Somaliland. That military dictator has subjugated many Somalis, many nationalists in other parts of Somalia. Let's talk and negotiate and keep the country united.
And we're going to get a little deeper into this conversation. So, Haroon, please stay with me. We'll bring our other guests in after the break and we'll discuss the fallout and why some experts fear the pact between Somaliland and Ethiopia could upend stability and diplomatic relations in the region. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Health, wellness, sport, beauty, medical breakthroughs. Healthy Living cares about your well-being. What are the main health concerns in Africa and around the world? Find out the latest on coronavirus. Connect with our experts and ask them questions.
How long does the virus stay?
Join me, Linoch Mudu, in Washington, every week on Healthy Living, right here on VOA.
You're watching VOA's Red Carpet. My name is Jackson Vunganyi. Thank you so much for joining us each week right here on Red Carpet. We bring you the latest in...
With Straight Talk Africa, welcome back. We're discussing a controversial agreement between Ethiopia and Somaliland that is likely to see Somaliland receive a stake in the highly profitable Ethiopian Airlines, and in exchange, Addis Ababa gets access to the Gulf of Aden in the Red Sea. Ethiopia says it might even recognize Somaliland as an independent state at some point in the future. Why is this pact making international headlines and causing concern in the Horn of Africa, in Washington and beyond? I've got my VOA colleague Harun Maruf back here with me in studio. We're also joined now by Guled Ahmed Jama. He's a lawyer and legal expert based in Hargeisa, Somaliland, as well as Alamayehu Weldemariam, a fellow at the Center for Constitutional Democracy at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. Gentlemen, a warm welcome to Straight Talk Africa. And Guled, I want to start with you. What does Somaliland want more here? A stake in Ethiopian Airlines, or for Ethiopia to give Somaliland, or to be the first country to give Somaliland that recognition it so desperately wants? I mean, is this memorandum of understanding, which does not commit Ethiopia, or appear to commit Ethiopia to that recognition part, is this a fair deal?
Thank you for having me. The president of Somaliland, who spoke to the media last night, insisted that the main intention for the deal is to secure recognition from Ethiopia. And the perspective of the government of Somaliland is that this deal will lead Somaliland to access recognition from Ethiopia, but also other partners with Ethiopia. Secondly, Somaliland in need is the economy of Ethiopia. Ethiopia is a very huge economy. The population is very high. It's increasing. It's the second in terms of the population in Africa. So both economically and politically, Somaliland desperately needs to have a better, elevated access in the international system and globally.
Alamayehu, why is Ethiopia doing this, knowing that this could anger Somalia, and already has? I mean, given the high risks in the region, given the difficult history that exists between these neighbors, and the fact that it could now spark a conflict next to one of the world's busiest shipping ports?
Thank you, Heidi. The MOU has upended regional security dynamics, and the most controversial element of the deal is reportedly, I say reportedly because we haven't seen the text of the MOU yet, is its inclusion of a clause for Ethiopian recognition of Somaliland as an independent sovereign state. One has to be so desperate or so short-sighted to include something that's not absolutely necessary in an international treaty. State recognition is a discretionary act. There is no obligation to recognize a new state on the world stage. State recognition is like a single bullet gun, which can be only used once in relation to the entity. The entity concerned. Once given, it cannot be taken back. So I don't understand why Ethiopia, in addition to giving a stake in its airlines, wants to be the first state to recognize Somaliland.
Harun, the reaction in Mogadishu has been swift and fierce. Somalia sees this as an attack on its sovereignty, and you've given us some context earlier, but what are Somalia's worst fears here as part of the, as far as this pact is concerned?
Somalia's fear is date back to what the colonial powers did in the Horn of Africa. In 1948, for instance, there was a time when the Italians were in this part of the country, and then there was fighting between the Italians and the British, and the British took over in this area of eastern Ethiopia, now Somaliland, and entire Somalia. And at that time, it was the time that the movement to give Africa freedom started. And the British colonial power has ceded this eastern part of Ethiopia, which is inhabited by Somalis, to Ethiopia. And then in 1955, also Britain ceded another part of ethnically populated Somali to Ethiopia. And at the time, there were reports that Britain allowed Somali pastoralists to go both sides of the country. But when Somalia became a modern state, Ethiopia closed the border. And this part of ethnically populated Somalis became part of Ethiopia to this day. And Somalia's fears is that if Somaliland gives or leases another part of Somalia to Ethiopia for 50 years, the story is going to repeat itself. Mm-hmm. And actually, the president of Somalia said himself that Ethiopia's intention is to annex. Obviously, Ethiopia denies that. Ethiopia says it only wants access to the sea. It also agreed with Somaliland to have a military base, 20 kilometers of sea along the Red Sea. But Somalia, which recognizes Somaliland as part of its territory, says, no, this deal is really very dangerous to the territorial integrity and the sovereignty of Somalia. And obviously, Ethiopia bypassed the federal government of Somalia and directly negotiated with the Somaliland administration, which Somalia considers as part of its country and legally internationally recognized as part of Somalia. But Somaliland has also its own dispute of that, saying we were recognized and we became independent from Britain 4 days before southern Somalia became independent from Italians, and we are going to reclaim that independence.
Apart from recognition here, does Somaliland see annexation possibly as part of this plan or part of the future on the part of Ethiopia? And of course, you know, getting Ethiopia to recognize Somaliland, that's still a long way off from international recognition, isn't it?
Yeah, the MOU is not made public. So what we all know is different understandings. The way the government of Somaliland and Ethiopia are construing the content of the deal also differ. Somaliland is arguing that this is another annexation, but this is a business deal, and it intends to get recognition instead. But the internal debate in Hargeisa, the capital of Somaliland, is actually asking the same question as the one you are asking me, if this is a fair deal. Is giving a port or military base to Ethiopia solve Somaliland's lack of recognition? There are 193 member states of the United Nations. Getting international or widespread recognition requires more than giving a port to your neighbor. So there are a lot of challenges, there are a lot of disputes internally, but the government is insisting that this will be the first step towards getting recognition from other states. In terms of what it means for others in Somalia, including the business community, they don't want Ethiopia to build a port in Somaliland because that will have a negative impact economically to our main port, Berbera. So in terms of business-wise, also there are questions. And the deal is not being made public. The government's position is that it will make the deal public when it is turned into agreement. They say this is simply a memorandum of understanding, and an actual treaty will follow.
Alamayo, you wrote a piece in The Conversation recently in which you say this pact could upend regional dynamics and risk strife across the Horn of Africa. How real is the prospect for conflict and even all-out war here over this? The Somalia has said that it is willing to go to war over this.
Yes, as we have seen since day one, the MOU has certainly assisted Somalia, with Somalia quick to look to the support of Egypt and Eritrea, which have responded positively suggesting an anti-Ethiopian alliance being formed across the region. Djibouti is also annoyed by the move, as it will mean an economic loss, as well as the collapse of President Ismail Omar Gale's apparently successful efforts at the end of December to get Somaliland in Somalia talking again. President Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud called the act a backstabbing, as they kept him in the dark despite the fact that they were in Djibouti on December 27th and 28th with Somaliland leader on reuniting Somaliland, not giving away concessions to Ethiopia.
I just want to continue with
there
you.
Is also another, yeah, there is, Okay.
I just want to ask you here, I mean, when it comes to possible escalation here, neither Somalia nor Ethiopia can really afford a conflict, especially because it has internal dynamics, Al-Shabaab in Somalia, and of course for Ethiopia, that has just come off a deadly, bloody conflict inside the country. How do these countries see this playing out if this is to escalate, when they can ill afford an external conflict here?
Yes, so this is going to be a long and intractable conflict unless sane minds, cool minds reign. So what really matters is not the fact that Somalia is not militarily able to attack Ethiopia or defeat Ethiopia, but the alliances that are being made. So Egypt has already made a statement, a strong statement, has already come out from Cairo. The president has spoken. Eritrea, before Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud traveled to Egypt, he traveled to Eritrea, and as we saw, Egypt has also sent its foreign minister, its minister of foreign ministry, to Asmara. So these alliances that are being made, and the fact that Ethiopia had its boots in Somalia to keep the peace as a consequence of first the AU mandated peacekeeping mission and later a bilateral agreement between the Ethiopia and Somalia. So this is gonna be a messy affair.
Gule, there has been, unhappiness inside Somaliland about this as well. Are there worries that Ethiopia and Somalia could go to war, and how that could affect Somaliland in the end?
Yeah, the region is already fragile, and there are internal problems in Ethiopia, in Sudan, in Somalia, and even in Somaliland. So the people in Somaliland are worried about the rhetoric going on that are mostly directing to violence. What they would like to see is more economic engagement with Ethiopia that wouldn't undermine the peace and security in the region. The opposition parties, for instance, and the parliament argues that the government has to present the deal to the parliament so that they can examine it and scrutinize it and avoid escalation whatsoever. The internal debate in Somaliland is different from what Somalia is arguing, from the perspective of Somalia's issues of sovereignty and territorial integrity. But the perspective of Somaliland is about the fairness of the deal, it is benefits all disadvantages to that again. So there are two different debates going on. The debate of Somalia has overshadowed and become louder than that of Somaliland, which is basically internal. Somalilanders are not questioning the legitimacy of the government of Somaliland to engage in such deal, but they wanted to have a transparent process where they can see exactly what the deal is about, and that it should not have a negative impact. Number one, it is security, two, sovereignty, but also it is economic status in the region.
I want to end off here with you, Haroon. We don't have a lot of time, but just briefly, your take on possible escalation here between two countries that can ill afford a conflict like this.
Yeah, that's a real fear. But let's go back to what happened in 1991 and 2006. These two key dates are very important. In 1991, both the dictators that ruled Somalia and Ethiopia were overthrown, and a new chapter started for the relations of Somalia and Ethiopia. Ethiopia hosted a number of reconciliation conferences for Somalia. that eventually produced the current government we have, although the reconciliation conferences were held in different countries. Ethiopia also hosted a lot of Somali refugees. Somalis have used Ethiopia as a country where they can go to without a visa and access services like traveling to foreign countries and to other neighboring regions. And Somali leaders were saying, this is a new start. We're going to move on from the historical animosity in the past. And Ethiopian officials were saying the same thing. This is why in 2006, Ethiopia sent thousands of troops to Somalia to protect the Somali government. At the time, that was under the threat of the Islamic courts. And embedded under the Islamic courts were the current Al-Shabaab militant group, which became stronger when Ethiopia intervened. And they used the intervention of Ethiopia as a rallying cry to recruit more fighters. And that's how Al-Shabaab grew over the years and became the very strong and threatening organization to the existence of the federal government of Somalia. The Somali leaders are saying, currently we have, as the gentleman was saying, we have thousands of Ethiopian troops that are serving as part of African Union mission in Somalia, but also there are thousands of Ethiopian troops that are not part of the African Union peacekeeping mission. They are in Somalia based on bilateral agreement between Somalia and Ethiopia. The fear is that, and this was indicated by the Somali president and the special envoy of the United States to the Horn of Africa, that if Ethiopia moves ahead with this memorandum of understanding with Somaliland, then Al-Shabaab could use this as another rallying cry, as another justification to recruit more fighters, because the issue of Ethiopia is very sensitive to a lot of Somalis, especially the nationalists, who may be susceptible to joining Al-Shabaab, and they are warning against this. The other important thing is that since 2022, August, Somalia has been making a lot of progress against Al-Shabaab, taking a lot of territory, and it was actually seeking support from Ethiopia, Kenya, and Djibouti to send troops into Somalia to launch a second phase of military operations against Al-Shabaab in the southern part of Somalia, where Al-Shabaab is very strong. So that is going to be undermined now by this effort. And certainly it's a gift, and that's how it's seen. It's a gift to Al-Shabaab that it's going to get a reprieve from the onslaught from the Somali government and African Union forces, and again it's going to get more people who will be susceptible to their cause.
And that, of course, puts the Somali government's attention elsewhere. I just want to ask you, based on your reporting over the many years and knowing this region as well as you do, do you think we are staring in the face the possibility, the real possibility of an escalation here instead of a tamping down of tensions?
I don't think the two countries are willing to go to war now. I don't think Ethiopia was contemplating to forcefully occupy this country. I think Ethiopia was, their intentions were probably to, they were probably hoping that Somali government would not mind or would send a conflicting signal, but that was not the reaction they got from the Somali government, which is the sovereign state for this area, internationally recognized Somalia as part of Somalia. But Somalia also cannot afford to go to war against Ethiopia now. That will completely deflect it from the war against Al-Shabaab. And Somalia militarily, although it was getting support from Egypt, Eritrea, Ethiopia included, Uganda to train its military, it cannot afford, does not have the capacity and the financial resources to go to war against Ethiopia.
That's all. We'll keep watching. This is a very fragile situation, but I do want to thank you so much, Haroon, Gulaid Ahmed, Jama, and Alamaye Welda. Mariam, thank you, all of you, very much for joining me. And thank you for always joining us on television, radio, and online. Thank you for always watching and always listening. We'll see you next time. Until then, goodbye.